We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Herbie, let's ride.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Groats, how does Justin Fields carry over the success he had against Pittsburgh? What's the plan here?
I would like to see the Bears be bold in the first quarter right from the outset. The Baltimore defense is not as good as the Pittsburgh defense. And I think that this is one of those games where, yes, of course, you want to continue the momentum that you have started to have this year with the running game and David Montgomery returning for a second game and what Khalil Herbert has been able to do, Damian Anderson healthy as well. But I think this is a good, you're back home. You're, again, you've had the time to refresh a little bit. And what Justin Fields did in that final drive in the final few minutes of the game in Pittsburgh, let's let him carry that over, because the one thing that Justin Fields hasn't done this year, even though he's had elite moments and elite quarters and elite drives, I don't know, maybe elite's not the right word, we'll say good, the elite throw to Jimmy Graham, that was for sure. He hasn't put four quarters together yet, like where you're like, okay, this is consistent and this is good.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
It's a Bears Sunday, y'all! Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. It is a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. We are going to talk about your Chicago Bears. I am looking forward to it. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you're listening in your car, if you're listening in your office, if you are listening just hanging out, cleaning around the house, if you're watching the show, this is kind of a thing now that you can do. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Twitch. You can actually just put that up on your smart TV and watch and listen to the show. There's also a chat that's going on in there. It's a lot of fun. 670thescore.com/listen. And of course, my favorite way to listen to The Score, on our HD2 channel, 104.3 WBMX HD2. You can hear the bass in my voice on that one better. But if you're still listening on the 670 signal, we love you for that as well. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We will get his thoughts on the game. I do want to talk a little bit about the Bulls, and that will be something that we will get into as well. Like I was telling Dan and Layla, if you were a dead-end Matt Nagy, like, he will figure it out, and now he's got a quarterback, and that quarterback will help figure it out. What I think happened yesterday was it gave you a real sense of his deficiencies as a coach. You got the opportunity to really see that even if you give him every piece of grace and say, well, sure, he was brought in here to fix the quarterback who was here, Mitch Trubisky, which he did not do, and improve the Bears' offense, which he did not do. When you start looking at statistics like half the games they've played, they have halves where they haven't scored, that's not good. If the last thing that you're looking at is, well, maybe, even though offense is his specialty, perhaps he has the ability to CEO a locker room or CEO a sideline. And guess what? In the last two games, you've seen that that is not part of his DNA at this point in his career either. I'm sitting at home, and you know, I second guess myself when I first guess a coach a lot. Because I'm like, what is it that you don't know? And there's a ton that I don't. But the math of whether or not you should have gone for two is basic math. Come on. The situation's pretty cut and dry. You have a 4-point lead. A 4-point lead and a 5-point lead are the same thing. If you were to go for two and make it a 6-point lead, if they go down and score, you at least still have the chance of winning the game by blocking the extra point. It's on the card. It's right here. And yet, Dalton had to tell him what was going on. It's bleep like that that makes me go, not only are you bad at this, you're not qualified for it. And there's a difference. There's a difference between someone pushing the right buttons and there not being success. But what you're seeing, a guy who is completely, and at this point in his career, it's amazing, overwhelmed by the job of head coach. His teams lack discipline, and they've lacked discipline for a big portion of his time as the Bears head coach. He seems to get lost inside of their own game plan. When he was calling plays, he seems to get lost in it. Their handling of down and distance, the basic fundamentals of NFL coaching, is laughable. And it was laughable in yesterday's game. So if you were a dead ender, if you were someone that's like, man, he has got something. There's something about him. These guys, they rally for him. Really? Because what they've done is they've rallied to, in the last 3 years, a below 500 record for him. And in the moment when he needed them to rally yesterday, at the end of the game, where all they had to do is protect 72 yards of grass from a backup quarterback, they couldn't rally and do that either. If you want to jump in, you're more than welcome to. 312-644-6767 is the number. My name is Lawrence Holmes. It is a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. We'll come back. We'll talk with you more after this on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Snap back, Huntley. Plenty of time. Arches back down the field. Intercepted. Nope. Dropped out of there, but it's going to be interference anyway. And a big play and an interference on a ball to Bateman. They're going to have the ball at midfield or thereabouts. Dalton back to throw. Pressure coming. Walks into the sack. of Bauer, and that's going to call. No chance to get the ball off. Tyus Bowser makes the play. That ends it. Walked into the sack, and Andy Dalton and the Bears go down. A come-from-behind victory. In dramatic fashion by Tyler Huntley and the Baltimore Ravens, they earn their seventh win of the year. They go on the road to do it. John Harbaugh, a one-game over 500 coach on the road in his career. They win it 16-13, and the Bears suffer their fifth consecutive loss. And now a short week headed to Thanksgiving Day against the Detroit Lions.
What is this, Mario Kart? What's all this Bowser stuff going on? Highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer on the call. I'm going to get to your phone calls in just a minute. 312-644-6767 is the number. It is a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday here on The Score. So, yesterday, I'm listening to the pregame show. Excellent stuff. Mully and Olin and Patrick Manley. And it was weird because after it was known that Lamar Jackson wasn't going to be a part of this thing, that the Ravens were going to go into this game with their backup quarterback, Olin kind of then said, all right, you look at all the injuries that the Ravens have and you look at all of the injuries that the Bears have, and then you say, if they're even in this regard, if you say the two teams are now even because Justin Fields was playing, he starts for the Bears and Lamar Jackson is not available for the Ravens, what will this game come down to? And then he said, well, let's look at the coordinators. So Greg Roman, probably better than Sean Desai. Wink Martindale, even though the Ravens have struggled defensively, probably better than Bill Lazor. And then the head coach, John Harbaugh, light years ahead of Matt Nagy. So when he broke it down like that, I was driving back from picking up some tea, and I'm like, you know, he's right. And then you saw it play out in yesterday's game, where there wasn't a side of the ball where the Bears had an advantage yesterday, which is strange. Because I think that they had two of the top three defensive players on the field in Quinn and Smith. Bowser played great yesterday, too. And you look over and say, what area of expertise did the Bears show you? They were really good on defense. Like, it's, I know it's strange to say that, until they weren't, and that's the problem. You lose a game like that, you only give up 16 points. Like, it's one of those games where if you were just looking at the box score, you would say the Bears defense had a great day. But if you watched and consumed the game yesterday, you know that the only thing that they have to do to win it is get off the field. The only thing that they had to do was not give up a touchdown. And they allowed a 72-yard drive to happen. All of it is a shame, man. It's an absolute shame. But maybe it gets to the result that most Bears fans want, which is running this regime up out of here. Let's start with Grand Rapids and Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, Lawrence. Love the show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm struggling with why the Bears went for the two-point conversion with a minute 42 left. Now, I know that the book says, you know, when you're up by four, you want to go for two to have a six-point lead. But there was also a 15-yard penalty that was in the balance. And they could have kicked off from the 50, gone for 1 point, had a 5-point lead and kicked off from the 50 and try and pin them back with kind of a short high kick. But instead, you know, they burn a timeout. They, you know, they miss on the conversion You know, I mean, it reminded me of the Steelers game, trying to have Santos kick a 65-yard field goal that he had 0% chance of making versus a Hail Mary. I mean, it just really seems like really short-sighted, bad decision-making.
No, it would have been short-sighted to, and I appreciate the phone call. I understand where you're coming from as far as, like, pinning them back. They were 72 yards away from the end zone when that drive started. Like, 72 yards away. The right move is to go for two. It's an automatic. And they looked at it as, well, we got this extra yard, we can get it. The fact that they had to burn a timeout, though, is troublesome. The fact that you had a situation where your team is not sure what to do, or they made the wrong choice when you didn't have your headset. And that's not his fault. Like, I can't be mad at Matt Nagy for the technology not working.
But you kind of can, Lawrence, because like you're saying, on the drive where you score the touchdown and go up four, you already know the card says go for two. That's
correct.
That's assumed. Same thing with the third and one shot down to Mooney. Going for third and one that deep, that's assumed. If this fails, we're going automatically for fourth and one.
Part of the reason that we're taking this shot play is because it's short down and distance. We think we can get 1 yard, so we're going to take this short yardage situation, and we're going to take a shot down the field, knowing that we're going for it on fourth down.
Exactly.
But that's what I mean about him not being a competent sideline CEO. That's where I have the issue with him overall, and it's very, very easy. Very, very easy to look at what you've seen at least over the last 2 weeks and go, he's overwhelmed and overmatched. Twan is on the south side. Hello, Twan, you're on the score.
What's up, Lawrence? How you feeling today?
I'm doing really well. What's on your mind?
All right, let me just get right to it. We had 2 years of just saying a 5- and 6-game losing streak. I mean, It's not to put it on Nagy no more, because we know he's garbage. Let's put it on the general manager, the president. I mean, how many times do we got to watch this? I mean, it's not like it's getting better. Now the kid is steady getting hurt. Now your whole investment. And then, you know what I thought about, Lawrence? I said, you know what, who's laughing right now? Who say, hey, man, you made a hell of a pick. It's the New York Giants. They swap picks. Now you get a top 10 pick in the first round. Every time the Bears lose, they laugh.
I appreciate the call, Twan. I'm not even worried about other teams. I'm not. I guess for the rest of us is, how much does ownership actually see? And what are the things that would convince them to make change? I can't believe that they walked away from yesterday's game going, no, he's the right guy. And it's not just last year. You have the 6-game losing streak last year. You have another, 4-game losing streak the season before. They feel really comfortable in this spot of losing streaks. And it's bizarre. There's a part of this that I think is really funny too. Not funny, haha, but ironic for the Bears. I want to talk about that after a quick timeout. We'll continue to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the number. I want to get to that. It's a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. More Bears discussion is next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Takes the snap, roll to the right. Mooney at the goal line, incomplete. Well covered by Westry. The guy burned on the touchdown by Marquise Goodwin.
It would have been fun on a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday to come in here and fend off calls of people wanting to have a quarterback controversy conversation. Who should start on Thursday? But the Bears end up dooming themselves by losing the game yesterday by not defending. Alex Brown talks about it. That's where I get the every blade of grass thing from. 72 yards of bladed grass. That's all you had to do. You only had to defend the goal line, and you couldn't.
And I'm not sure what Kendall Vildor is doing. He knows he has help over the top. No reason to DPI there.
No, there's really not any reason to do that. But alas, this is who the Bears are. This is who they've become. The part that before break, I said I wanted to talk to you about something that happened yesterday that is funny to me, ironically, not ha-ha. And it's the idea of the Bears had a chance yesterday to lie to themselves. And they love doing that. They look for any excuse to lie to themselves. They could have done it had they won yesterday's game. And here's how it would have worked. They would have won the game. And they would have been like, we're 4-6. Feeling great, knowing that Detroit's waiting for them on Thursday, and it's probably going to be Tim Boyle. That's his name, right? You know his name? The guy that used to back up Aaron Rodgers. He's probably going to be the starting quarterback on Thursday.
I thought he played for Northwestern back in the day.
That's Tim Doyle.
Oh, my bad.
That's different. So you could have been like, oh, well, we'll go in there and get that dub. We'll get 2 wins in 4 days, and we're a game under 500, and we're back in the mix. Because, I mean, theoretically, they would be at 5-6 in this NFC. They'd be back in the mix for a playoff berth. But the problem is that it doesn't build off of anything. They go to the playoffs in 2018. Everyone thinks that they're going to build off of that. And then they have a comeback to earth season in 2019. Then you say, okay, well, you're going to build on that. And then you get the same record. Well, we did go to the playoffs, and you're supposed to build off of that, and you're not able to. That's the best part about that heartbreaking loss. Never mind that even if you do those things, the next game that you have after that is the Cardinals, who are winning with Colt McCoy, and then Green Bay, and then Minnesota. Seahawks are terrible. That's like people get fired terrible up there in Seattle. But what it saves you from, it saves you from them lying to themselves and lying to you. That's the beauty of yesterday's loss. Like, if you're like down in the dumps, which I don't think most Bears fans are, I think it's a shock to the system as it happens initially. You're like, wow, I can't believe they lost that game that way. The beautiful part for you is that for the next 3 weeks, they don't get to lie to you and tell you that they're in something that they are clearly not. The playoff race in the NFC. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Evanston and talk with Al. Hey, Al, you're on the score.
Hi.
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 Hello.
How are you guys?
We're great, man. How are you?
I'm wonderful. By the way, if I forget, let me wish you and everybody else a very happy Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday of the year. You get to eat, watch football, great leftovers over the weekend. It's perfect.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd like to suggest that we're at a unique time in Bear history. I'm 73 years old. I've been a Bear fan all my life. I mean, I went to games at Wrigley Field. But I think that social media has changed the landscape. And I think that focusing on Nagy and even Pace is a little short-sighted right now. You got to go beyond it. You got to look at who's making the decisions above them. And the reason that I think we're in a unique situation, I'd like to suggest this, is that I'm pretty sure that the Bears want very badly to move to Arlington Heights.
Okay.
And if that's the case, how are they going to build that stadium if they can't sell seat licenses to season ticket holders? So
hold on a second, Al. Would you like for me to answer your question?
Yes.
Each NFL team gets like $350 million before they even open the gates every year because they have this crazy television contract. So that would be how.
So you think they're not going to use the vehicle of selling seat licenses to raise any money to help build that stadium?
No, I think that might be a part of their plan, but I think that to raise the money to build the stadium, that's going to come from the money that they already have, someone else who has bigger dollars than them, or the county of Cook.
This isn't going to be publicly funded. I think that ship has sailed. Anyway,
maybe I hope, Al, I appreciate the phone call, and I hope that you're right, because I don't think the taxpayers of Cook County should have to pay for the Bears to play in a stadium. But if you think that they're going to spend all of their own money to do it, that's not how this works. They're going to try and get taxpayers to pay for it. I would be against that, because there's already a taxpayer-funded stadium that's perfectly operational for you in Chicago. If you want to go out to Arlington Heights, spend your own money to do it. Is that classified as like a hot take?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, all the stadiums in California are pretty much funded privately.
Yeah. That's all. I'm just saying. Did he do the thing where you know who the real boogeyman is? It's the McCaskies.
He did.
We're all aware.
Yeah, and we're all aware. Already in there. We got it. Get rid of the team. Have the McCaskies sell. That's not going to happen. So that's like a given. So yes, we would love to get rid of the McCaskies.
All operating from that space. Let's find out if his polka dots are played out. Let's talk with Kwame. Hey, Kwame, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you doing, man? First time, long time, man.
Thank you for joining me. What's on your mind?
All right. Lawrence, I don't want to see Justin Fields play another down for this coaching staff this season. Here's why. First drive of the game, 3rd and 5, inside the 10, and you do a rinky-dink pitch to Montgomery that fooled nobody. Lawrence, at this point in the game, at this point in the season, you got to give your young QB at least 2 chances to try to get a TD to build off of what he's done the last couple of weeks. And I think this affected Justin. And if you go back and you look at the next couple of drives, man, it looked like Justin was throwing some angry balls. I haven't seen him lose composure like that since the Browns game. Man, this is ridiculous. I don't want him to play anymore this season. Shut him down. Ryan Pace needs to protect this asset and just move on, man. We've seen enough.
I appreciate the phone call, Kwame. I do want to see Justin Fields continue to play if he's healthy and not putting himself in any danger, because I think that the repetitions are important. It's one thing that Nagy and I agree on, like some of the stuff that he said in postgame yesterday. Like, the reps are important. In a losing season, there are things that he has to figure out. So let him figure it out. Because you got to know. It'd be nice to know exactly what your plan is going into the offseason with whomever is going to be in charge of the Bears. Anthony Heron is going to join me. I'm going to ask him about what it is that we saw and why we saw a collapse with the Bears defense at the end of the game. If you got the reference, you got the reference. Shout out to Cole Wright. He got the reference. Back after this on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.